If you're with Annie on Solidarity Breakfast on 3CR, your community radio station. And we've got Louise Morris on the line. G'day, Louise. How are you?
Hey, good, thanks.
From the Australian Maritime Conservation Society, before we get on to the meat and potatoes of this conversation, tell my listeners about who the Australian Maritime Conservation Society is.
So the Australian Marine Conservation Society is Australia's foremost ocean conservation organisation. So we've been around for almost 60 years now. So we actually cut our teeth and started with a bunch of scientists trying to stop oil drilling on what is now the Great Barrier Reef Marine Park. Back in those days, it wasn't a marine park, and they were working up there and realised there was a bunch of plans to pump oil drills into the Great Barrier Reef, got together, started a campaign, and then ended up with an organisation. So we're still active on the marine, well, the Great Barrier Reef, obviously, Ningaloo, oil and gas as well, and numerous other threatened species issues.
Yeah, yeah. And the reason for why we're talking today is because of the push by CGG, the transnational geotechnical company, to get a permit to be able to do seismic blasting in the Otway Basin, just kilometres off the coast of the Great Ocean Road.
Yeah, so CGG for, God, over a year now has been running around various communities across Victoria talking about this seismic blasting proposal they've got, which would impact, if permitted, would impact southern right whale calving grounds off Warrnambool, blue whale feeding grounds, numerous other areas. So on Australia Day, January 26th, you know, let's throw in some extra controversy for that day, they launched their public comment period. So from that date, we've got 30 days to make public comment about this environment plan they've put out, which is a massive document and actually really hard to navigate. We've been pulling our brains out for the past week, creating a submission guide for public and communities to help them navigate what are the environmental impacts, what are the impacts to marine life, what are the impacts to community, and just what are the unknown risks, because these documents are so vague. And basically, these documents allow the company to decide what's an acceptable or an unacceptable risk based on how much money they'd have to spend avoiding it.
Oh, my God.
So we've got until February 23 to get those in. So next week we'll have that submission guide up online at the Australian Marine Conservation Society website. So if you just Google marineconservation.org.au next week, you'll find it. Or also just follow us on social media, and we'll obviously be putting that out as soon as it's ready to roll. We're just fact-checking a few things. So this is one of three proposals in the Otway Basin. So it's, you know, not one, not two, but three. So we've got two seismic blasting proposals, including the one that's now a public comment phase, and a test drilling for gas proposal, which has two areas, one of which also overlaps this area that CGG are wanting to do seismic blasting. So the Otways Basin, which is as gorgeous stretch of water between Victoria and Tasmania, with Commonwealth marine parks, which are being proposed for seismic blasting and drilling, blue whale habitats, you know, you've got more threatened species you can really point a stick at, has suddenly, after quite a few years of not a lot of exploration, just exploded. And we now have the largest seismic blasting proposal on record globally before the regulator for approval. So this is 45,000 square kilometres of seismic blasting being proposed by this massive joint collaboration between Schlumberger, who've recently rebadged themselves SLB because they've had some bad press, and a mob called TGS. Then we've got the ConocoPhillips one I was just mentioning, test drilling for gas across Tasmanian and Victorian areas, including in marine parks. And then this one that we've got public comments, it's going to be a crazy busy year on this area of water. And I think the song that we came into, Introduce Beautiful, of we've just had multiple community demonstrations, which we were part of down on the west and surf coast of Victoria, really showing a summer of love for our oceans, of thousands of people turning out just saying no to these offshore oil and gas projects on our waters, and really talking to the need to protect our oceans. We know there's marine heat waves coming, we've got biodiversity issues, and, you know, let's talk about the reality of gas and climate change. It is more greenhouse intensive than carbon dioxide in the short term that methane gets released. So many things to do, and it's going to be a damn busy year leading up to a federal election as well on this one.
Oh, it's just extraordinary, Louise. The let's go to some of the nitty-gritty. I mean, what they're doing is blasting everybody with details when in actual fact they have no scientific backing for what they're after. But they're also using this cowboy permit system that, as long as they can rustle up $8,250, you can go for a special prospecting authority license.
Yeah, these special prospecting authority permits are just crazy. So these two seismic proposals we have in the Otway Basin are both trying to use what we'll just call SPAs, because it's a lot of words to jumble into a sentence. But these SPA permits are only used for seismic blasting. They exist out of all these normal processes where, you know, our oceans are basically handed over to oil and gas projects. And the real clunker with this one is, for an SPA project, you've mentioned how ridiculously cheap they are. It's cheaper than a used car, and they last for 180 days. A company applying for them does not have to pass what is known as the fit and proper person test. So what that means is a company doesn't have to prove they've got the financial ability to do the project, the technical ability to do the project, and if they've got any ongoing investigations into previous breaches, it doesn't matter. And that is important because that mob I mentioned, TGS SLB, who are planning that 45,000 square kilometre seismic blasting proposal with a special prospecting authority permit, are currently under investigation for breaches in previous seismic blasting in the same area of water because they impacted blue whales. So it's a cowboy permit for cowboy operators, and we're asking, we'll say it nicely, we're imploring the federal government to abolish these cowboy permits. They are dangerous, they are reckless, and they are designed for the most egregious forms of seismic blasting to happen just off the radar. So we've got an action which, if anyone came to the many, many public events that were held over the Western Surf Coast over January, to Minister King to abolish SPAs and to stop these projects going ahead which are applying for them.
It's fascinating because they've just announced that the federal environment minister has kiboshed the wind farm element of the landfall element of a wind farm on Western Port Bay because of a threat to wetlands. Do you think it's because this is under the water in the sea that people have this idea that environmental destruction isn't actually happening or something?
I think there's a definite element of out of sight, out of mind when we're talking, you know, it's the big blue because it's kilometres off the shore. You don't see it. You don't really hear it unless you're out in a boat that is sizeable. So I think that's, for decades, has been an issue with what happens to our oceans, whether it's oil rigs, seismic blasting, and that decision by the minister to protect Ramsar wetlands. And that wetland is listed under an international treaty because it is so important and so significant. And then meanwhile, in the projects we're talking about, we've got Commonwealth marine parks which are being subject to these seismic blasting and test drilling, which, you know, when you hear marine park, you think, maybe a little bit of protection. Not so much. So we've got the need for these marine parks to actually be protected as marine parks and to stop these oil and gas exploration projects just keeping on banging away out in our oceans.
Now, I know that with the community actions and in educational programs that have been going on around this issue, that local governments along the coast there are all quite are behind the community in relation to this. But we know that when there's a commercial interest like this, there's obviously got to be certain political and economic backers. They don't just come out of the blue. Do you have any idea about who these backers might be?
Yeah, money talks, doesn't it? And yeah. Props to the shires along that Western Surf Coast, and also props to the Fight for the Bight Port Fairy mob and Ben Druitt in particular, who've really led that work to make councils declare their areas, you know, oil and gas free. Where this gets interesting is because we're talking about Commonwealth waters, which sits, you know, 5 kilometres off, it's outside of that jurisdiction. And, you know, this week we just saw the annual publication of donors to political parties. And once again, the fossil fuel industry, your Woodsides, your Essos, your Exxons, your Santoses are all, you know, well and truly highly featured as companies giving money to government. And they're not giving money to government just because they like a bit of democracy. They're giving money to government because they know it has influence. So we've got to be real about the fact that the oil and gas sector, and specifically gas, when we're talking about this part of the world, is really influential in politics. And that's why we need a strong community and social pushback, because at the end of the day, politicians decide on where their votes are going to be. We've got a federal election coming up probably early 2025, and they are suddenly paying a lot more attention, realising that if they keep signing off on these massive seismic blasting proposals, which, you know, we know they kill krill, it damages lobster, it affects whale behaviour, feeding and breeding. We need those MPs across, you know, Corangamite, Wannon, the Melbourne areas to hear loud that people's votes will be affected by what these politicians allow to happen to our oceans.
Louise, just give my listeners a heads up again about where they can go to access the information so that they can put submissions in by the 23rd of February.
So head along to marineconservation.org.au, and if you also look for Australian Marine Conservation Society, it's a long name, I know, on Facebook, Instagram, the minute that thing is live, we'll be putting it out on those channels so that people can follow the link back to read the submission guide. And we've tried to make it as easy as possible. The submission guide has got the information in there, and people can also add their own comments as well. So it's something that people can really make their own and take from our science-based reading of it.
Yeah, well, you've actually been very successful in the past. The last lot of seismic blasting plans, there were 30,000 submissions to NOPSEMA, which is the rubber stamp organisation put together by the Commonwealth, and 20,000 of those came from AMCS supporters. So more strength to your arm.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, and thank you to everyone who took action on that. We were so happy to see people found that such a useful tool.
Well, thanks for talking to us, and we'll keep abreast of what's been going on there as it happens, okay?
Thanks for your time.